For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you again for listening. As always, we are very grateful. And with us is Julie D. Immel. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Laurie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just Jim Dandy. Thank you. Jim Dandy.
Good. Good.
And as Lynn Evans would say in this weather, I would always say I'm just Jim Dandy, and Lynn would say I'm just ducky. And in this weather, I'm just ducky would be a good one because of the threatening of rain. We're taping on Friday morning instead of our huge on Thursday, which we sometimes do this Friday thing, and it works out nicely, especially for sponsors. Sometimes we have to move, and it works. So we're happy, and we have a good show coming up. We have Holly Sirachi, who will be on to talk a little bit from ERA One Source Realty, who's one of our sponsors. She's going to talk a little bit about the current market. And then we have a dear friend of ours, Miss Deb Moran Peterson, who is the executive director of the Scranton Cultural Center, and she's going to be on to talk about their curtain call fundraiser that's happening on May 1st. So we have a nice little show, and in the meantime, you're listening to us blab on about what went on and who is and who isn't, and that, here we are. So, how was your week, Jules?
Good. It's been busy. And I was telling you off air, I keep putting away my puffy coats and I keep pulling them back out, putting them away, putting them back out. It's kind of nuts.
Yep.
But it will be, all the flowers are up. We're gearing up now for Easter in our family, of course, like everyone. The clock is a ticking, and I am in the throes of creating scavenger hunts instead of just simple egg hunts. You know, we have to supersize things around here. So we're doing our plans, writing our scripts, and those are going trippingly. They're getting more elaborate, though, and it's kind of funny.
Well, that's fun.
It is fun.
That's a fun thing to do. I love scavenger hunts, and I also love, we used to do a lot of scavenger hunts when I went to Girl Scout and Brownie Camp, Girl Scout Camp, I guess. I would never do the sleepover at Camp Archibald, which I know we've spoken about. So we went, I went to Camp Laurel, which was the day camp. So you went back and forth on the bus every day because I was not really interested in sleeping in somebody else's bed in a bunk in the cabin in the middle of a camp. And, you know, because, you know, as I tell you all the time, Jewel, my idea of camping is the Four Seasons. So
I'm with you.
I don't. A room at the Four Seasons. So anyway, I don't camp well. Although in theory, it sounds great, but I just, you know, it's, so anyway, but we had lots of fun doing scavenger hunts at camp, and I used to love that. Only one thing I didn't like was getting a daddy long leg that we had to capture and bring in, and I, but other than that, which of course in the woods you'll find them everywhere. So they were easy to get. But anyway, then we let them go. But, you know, you did have to do it. And so that was like a little, but I always enjoyed the hunt. Like the I always, it was always like, I want to win this. It was the competition for me. I want to get it.
Yeah.
I want to do what I'm supposed to do. But, so
love
I do, I do love those scavenger hunts. I still do it. And I love egg. Like, I love that whole theory of looking for eggs and the kids are so excited. And, you know, I mean, I would still be excited about doing Easter eggs if there were like diamond rings or brooches or pins or, you know, something gorgeous or sabika somewhere scattered in a plastic egg that I could find and open up and say, oh, this is great. So those jewels, like search for jewels, that would be a good one. But
funny you should bring that up because one of them has a jewel thief theme to it. And I know. Well, the kids come up with these things on their own, and then I just kind of help them, especially now as they're getting older. I help them organize it and write the clues, which, by the way, have to be on theme and rhyme. So they have to rhyme. That's the hard part.
Well, but that's cool. That's a good lesson. That's a good English lesson, right?
It's a good lesson for me. I really struggle with that. It reminds me of writing poetry, which I stink at. I will be the first to tell you. I'm a very versatile writer. I'm not good at it. I'm just not. I can write almost anything. You know that. But poetry really trips me up. So working on these clues that must rhyme and be on theme, it has helped me. It really has. No, we had to write a poem in one of my writing classes in college, and it really brought me to tears. I really, poetry brings me down. I have a hard time with it. Yeah. Listen, we can't be good at everything.
I used to love that. I loved that in school. Mr. Roskus, George Roskus, was my English teacher at West. One of mine, and I loved him. He was this big, burly dude, and he taught us how to write haikus and all this kind of stuff. And I remember doing it, and I loved every minute of that class. I'm good at it, but it was made my mind, you know, go in those directions, and I like that. So it was always fun, and you know, I always used to think about like, here's this English teacher who looks more like a professional football player who should be and teaching us how to write a haiku. So those were things that I remember and think back. And I loved him anyway. He was great. So, you know, and Mr. Mosley, one of my other favorite English teachers who helped me write my speech for my National Honor Society. Larry Kramer and I were co-presidents of the National Honor Society that year, and so we both had to give our a nice little speech. And I asked him, my teacher, I said, "Would you help me, just you know, direct me in how I'm doing?" And he said, "Absolutely." And I'll never forget. He stayed with me after school and helped me write my speech. What I wrote, I can't remember. But I know what I wore. More importantly, at that point,
there you go.
It was great because he helped me. And they were two big guys. That Mr. Mosley had this beard and just they were just, you know, looking back on those high school years and Mr. Nick Petula, who, these guys were the best, and I loved them. They were, and Mr. Satil, Frank Satil, who's no longer with us, he just, and I'm not sure about Mr. Mosley and Mr. Raskas. I don't know at this point, but Mr. Petula is around, and I see him a lot. I see him at church, and he does some work. He's written some books and baseball books, and he does some volunteer work, or he had, with the Lackawanna Historical Society. So these guys were great. And, of course, I have lovely ladies, too, who, like Mrs. Reyes, who was my Spanish teacher at West. She was wonderful, and I'll always remember because she got married in Barcelona, and we went on a trip between our with our Spanish club between second and or between junior and senior year, and we went with the kids from Scranton Central, and so it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, and you know, we were gone for 2 weeks. It was a 2 week trip, and it was great, and I just loved every minute of being in Spain. Spain's gorgeous. Now, we did not get to Barcelona, but we were in five other cities, and it was just so much fun. And the last one was for a solid week on the coast, at Costa del Sol, and in Malaga. But it was beautiful. And just, you know, when you think back of those times and the teachers and take their time out of their family's life, their lives, their family life, and come on these trips, you know, both of my children went. I think they both went to Italy during their break for their overseas trip, and it was they just so much. You never forget those. Like my friends and I who went, we all talk about it to this day, and what we thought this was, and we didn't know what that. Like it was just so much fun to see the culture and to be young and to experience that. It was a different culture. It was great. So, but yeah, those teachers and how they affect your lives and the things you do. And so, yes, rhyming and poetry in general, I love and love to read it. Don't write it or do any of it, but I really enjoy it. So I can't tell you, Julie, if I'm like you and just can't. I think I did well when I did them in high school, but now I don't know. My mother used to love to write poems. And she would always, at events, family events and stuff, she would write poems and read them. And she loved to do stuff like that. So that is, she is one person, one gal who did enjoy that, Jewel. So
I think a lot of people do. And I'm trying to improve because I need to for these scavenger hunts. And we're doing them probably twice a year, sometimes three times now. We don't just limit them to Easter. If they want to do them at Halloween, we do Halloween-themed ones.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And we did. I think. Yeah, we did one at Christmas too. So, you know, there's never a wrong time to have a scavenger hunt. Just get the theme going and you know, pick a prize and. But this one is going to be one of them is going to be extremely elaborate, and it will have little boxes where. The jewel thief, which will be, so the kids do this as a gift to each other on Easter, which is so cute. And they come up with the concepts themselves, and the younger one will play the role of a jewel thief, and he will pick the locks to get clues. So he's going to have little locks built into these boxes that his brother is making, and it's quite a project.
I love
it. We've been working on this for weeks, yeah. And I think they're going to have a good time. So, and it's a good skill for me to develop, you know, learning how to write in a different voice, a different style. It's always good to broaden your horizons, even when you've been doing something for a long time. So, yeah.
There you go.
That's what's going on in our world. So that'll be, Easter will be here and gone in no time. So.
I know.
And we're going into May and. You know, summer will be here.
And then and wedding time will be here. And my
wedding.
Speaking of my groom,
yep.
Speaking of the groom-to-be, he'll be in for Easter. He's coming in on Holy Thursday. He'll stay until Sunday afternoon. And he's coming by himself. So it'll just be me and my two boys, as they say. My two boys
nice.
And yours truly. Yes.
Nice.
So, yeah, and it's Meyer's birthday on Thursday, so big happy birthday on Holy Thursday to Meyer Moskowitz. And we're going out
birthday,
to dinner that
night.
Yeah. Yes, we're going out to dinner that night, and so we'll have a good time, and Sean's in, and we have some wedding stuff to catch up on and do, and yeah, and it's been Tommy's making a tenderloin, and I ordered some, I ordered one cake from Mansour's, and I have to call Mary Kate today and order another one, because Sean's like, because they're not big cakes, but Sean wants this chocolate one with whipped cream icing, so I have to call Mary Kate, see if they can do that one as well. But the one I already ordered is a blueberry custard cake, which
Ooh.
Sounds and looks beautiful. I'm going to send you a picture of that cake. I'll send it, Jill,
okay.
So you can throw it up on our sites, because it's beautiful. It looks great. And Mary Kate DePrimo does most of the baking, and she just does a great job for them. So for Mansour's. And so anyway, it's going to be a nice little weekend with my boys, and I'm happy, and that's what our Easter, and my sister will be here with us and for Easter dinner, and so it'll be nice. It'll be a nice weekend with the help of God. Everything will go the way we plan. So that'll be our coming up soon, around next weekend. Wow, it's right there. So anyway, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Caddon Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Caddon Show, and I am Laurie Caddon, the owner of Laurie Caddon Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business, And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communication. Jule, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
And as I told you early in the last segment, we have the lovely Holly Sirachi joining us today to talk about all things real estate and the current climate and all of the stuff going on in the world and what we're looking at locally. And Holly is a realtor with ERA, One Source Realty. And always want to give Sunita Arora a big plug because she is one of our longtime sponsors. We are grateful for that. Hi, Sunita. We love you. And Holly's on, and she's going to talk about what is going on in once one market is happening, what affects the other markets. And now we're talking the real estate market due to the stock market and tariffs and all that stuff. So, Holly, welcome, first of all. Welcome, welcome. And I so enjoyed, if people could hear these off-air conversations that we have before, I love it. If we could just do them all on that. So it's a lot of fun. So welcome, welcome again. And let's talk a little bit about that, Holly. That was, you
thank
said
you.
That was something you thought was important. So,
yeah, thank you. So I start my day every day listening to a podcast, you know, typically something that has to do with real estate. And there's a lot of noise going on right now, right? You know, the stock market's down. It's this, it's that, it's the tariffs. It's, you know, you don't know if you're coming or going, and what does this mean? And are we in a are we heading to a recession? It's inevitable for recession. And there's a lot of noise. And what exactly does that mean? So, So the podcast I was listening to this morning was particularly interesting in that, how does that affect the housing industry? So I decided to take a little bit of a dive into what's going on because I'm not like a huge investor in the stock market. I dabble a little bit. Yes, your stocks go down, they go up, they go this, but, real estate is pretty stable. Regardless of what happens with the stock market, the past couple of years, we have just had such a shortage of inventory that it's really a stable investment. And we're still, right now, we have 1.8 months of inventory. So rule of thumb is if there's anything less than 5 months of inventory, it is still a seller's market. So okay. On the podcast this morning, the gentleman was saying there were 6 recessions in the 80s. 4 out of the 6, home prices rose. And I found that very interesting. So So the obviously the economy is not doing good, but yet prices are increasing. So I found that very interesting.
Yeah.
And when you listen to all the noise and you try to, you know, go through the weeds, the rates are going to come down. So that, they try to correct things and what have you. So I find it very interesting. And I guess, the moral of the story is invest in real estate.
Yes.
Because
if
there's still a high demand, but yet the prices are going down, or the interest rates are going down, it all evens itself out, right? So you just have to look at it that way. The market has not corrected itself. 1.8 months of inventory.
Well,
crazy.
Here's another way to look at that too. I mean, it's all in the same way, but. You can, with all of the incentives out there to buy, the interest rates are really low. I know people think, believe me, I was talking to someone the other day and we were talking about interest rates on certificates of deposit way back in the 80s when I worked as a young kid at Third National Bank. And I remember selling certificates of deposit that had an 18-point-some percent interest rate with a 21% yield or something. Ridiculous. And then you also went to, on the lending side then, everything was so high to buy a, to get a house, to buy and do. You made money on your investments, but you also paid high interest rates and on the lending side. So now when we look at it, these rates are really, really, really good. They're low. And so you can buy the house for low. Your interest rate is low, to meaning you can, from a standpoint of what you're to pay back, your interest rates are low. You, if you're using it as an investment, you're getting higher rents because people are paying higher rents out there. Hollywood, I look at some of the rental, the rental fees that people are getting on some of these new properties, these multi-unit properties, and how much a 2-3 bedroom apartment is. I mean, they're beautiful and they're great, you know, to pay taxes, you know, the upkeep and blah, blah, all of that's great. But when you look at what you're paying, because I toyed around with this and someone said, well, how much is your mortgage? And I told them what the mortgage was, and then how much is the rent? And I said, it's this, and like, that's like ridiculous. And I said, you know what, it really is. It's silly. Like, wipe that out of my mind for now. So I think that if you buy the property, even, and like I said, mostly as an investment, because instead of the stock market, put some there, right? Because just as I said, you're getting lower rates and you're getting high return, because the what people are willing to pay for an apartment is unbelievable these days. Do you see that in when you're looking at this? And I guess that's where the inventory issue comes in. There's not a lot of places people look for multi-units for investments, but Holly, a one unit or a one house, people are looking to rent those too.
Right. And so what they said was, you know, that with the tariffs, they're looking at the price of lumber and this and that and all these things. And new construction is non-existent. I mean, you know, like, think about spec homes, you know, back in the day. Like, you'd have many options to buy a spec home and go in at, you know, a certain point and customize what you want. That doesn't exist. So they were saying, you know, a lot of these builders are looking at existing homes and renovating them and, you know, that kind of a thing. But, you know, it's crazy when we have, and you know, our area was never a big market where we had a ton of complexes for rentals or what have you. It was always has been, historically speaking, a very affordable area. So with the medical school and different things and, you know, people are looking for rentals, that we never really had a lot. So when I have individuals coming here now and they're looking at $4,500 a month to rent a house, to me that's insane. We're not in New York City. It's insane. $4,500 a month when you could get an interest rate, you know, 6.6% or under 7%. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So there's a lot of noise right now.
But from the investor side, though, right? The investor side, though, that's
for sure.
The great thing of people buying it who have a home and don't need to live in it. Like, they can get really good rates because there's so many people, like you just mentioned, coming in, whether it's the medical school or a bigger company, who have to rent for a while and then leave, or visiting, you know, there's so many visiting physicians and doctors and all these other, nurses and such. They come in and they're here for a period of time and they leave. And some of these companies will pay these kind of rates for somebody to live in a home for on a monthly basis. So with that return on your investment then becomes a whole different story than what's going on in the stock market at the moment. Not that that's what it's, because it always ebbs and flows, so we know that. But still, I mean, this business, it seems to be, Holly, through the years now, it has been fairly consistent with values and what you're able to get from your investment from a real estate standpoint.
100%. And, you know, I'm going on 22 years in this business, so I lived through the crash. And it's, you know, we came out, even with everything with COVID, I mean, it's it's wonderful, but it's crazy mm-hmm. to see what is going on in our area. And I mean, we definitely needed that price increase to catch up
yes.
to the rest of the country. We definitely needed that. But there has been no signs of it slowing down. And it's just very interesting to see, you know, people, especially young people, recognizing the value of our area. And on the podcast this morning, they said, you know, think about it this way. And we were all nervous about the rates going up because, you know, you had 2.85%. Now, you know, rates pushing 7%. So, you know, well, how was that going? Well, that was last year. And we're over that. People are like, okay, these are the rates. And the analogy that they used this morning was like, you know, God forbid a marriage doesn't work and people are getting divorced. Someone's not going to say, well, we can't sell the house because we have a 2.85% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're moving on. So, you know, that's over now. And like, again, there's a lot of noise, you know, with the tariffs, with this, but buy real estate. It's solid.
There you go. That's the message to take away from all this is buy real estate. And
buy real
because
estate.
Of the, mm-hmm. and how about this though? You, because they need more inventory, you know, think about selling your house. And we say this all the time. It's very easy. It doesn't cost you anything but your time to understand, to call an agent, to bring them in, to take a look at your property, to give you a CMA, however you want to look at this, it to have them there and say, here's what we could put this on the market for. Here's what this property would be able to more than likely be able to sell for. Da 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 da. Have somebody come in and look at it because so many people think I'm going to do it, and then they don't do the necessary steps, and sometimes they make, you know, hasty decisions because they're forced to do something. So having that knowledge and having someone come in and meeting with you, Holly, we say this all the time, talk to your agents, bring them in, let them help you understand. I mean, I'm sure you do that and you encourage that with everyone is give me a call, let me come over to your house and see what you have. I mean, if inventory needs to be increased, these people need to feel like this is a good time for them to put their house on the market.
Absolutely, and it things have a way of working themselves out, you know, and that's, we had this discussion last time. You know, when rates are low and you have a lot of demand, typically the price of the house goes up. So one way or another, you're coming out the same. So it's best to look at the home that you love and that you want. And you can always refinance if that's a concern or what have you. But again, look at everything that's going on. Forget about all the noise and invest in real estate.
There you go. Great. And for someone to do that, Holly, how can they get in touch with you?
So you can visit me on Facebook or you can call me on my cell phone, 570-885-0157. Or email me, hollysurachi@gmail.com, hollysurachi@gmail.com. Never a bother, call, text, email.
There you go. And I love the Surachis because I told you, we talk about this all the time, but Frank Surachi and Ellen lived next to me when I grew up and they had 7 beautiful children and I babysat for them and they for me. And Mr. Surachi, Frank Sr., who started Perotti Cigars, he and his wife Amelia lived there, and he was out gardening with his white shirt and black pants, and I used to love him smoking his Perotti cigar, and I talked to him at the fence, and wonderful. So I love the name, love the affiliation, love you, Holly, and if anyone needs
anything,
give Holly a call. She's a true professional in this business, has been and continues to be, and she's just such an easy person to deal with. So thank you for your time and your insight. And we will be back, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to have the lovely Deb Peterson join us to talk a little bit about the Scranton Cultural Center and their current fundraiser, Curtain Call. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is fundraising PR and special event business, and with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie, tell them what you're able to do for them.
Thanks, Lori. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Yay. And with us is Deb Peterson. She is the executive director of the Scranton Cultural Center. Deb is going to talk a little bit about their upcoming fundraiser called The Curtain Call, which is a lot of fun. I've been to the last several. And a lot of it goes back to way, way back, Deb, when I worked at the Cultural Center 100 years ago, and we did a fundraiser to get the new rug in the Casey Library to mimic the original. And it was called Cut the Rug, and that was a really cool way to ask people to give some money, buy some tickets, have some fun, and then come back later and see what the fruits of your labor produced. And I think that has worked for you. You guys have been doing this now to get the new curtain in the ballroom. I'm not sure, did the one in Shopland come from this too, or is that separate, Deb?
No. The Shopland curtain was it was a gift from the Masons. They fundraised is another beautiful curtain.
It is. And so now we have the gorgeous one in the ballroom, which is magnificent. And that is all due to the purchasing of tickets and coming and having a good time and the sponsorship. So, Deb, lots going on. How many years now is this happening?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me on, Lori and Julie. I really appreciate this opportunity. And this will be our third year. So our first year was Curtain Call, which was focused on raising funds to be able to reproduce, design, and fabricate the new curtain in the ballroom, which is now there. It took a little while, but it's now there, and it is magnificent, thanks to our friends at MTL who helped us with the fabric of that. And then it was constructed and put together at Syracuse Fabric and Design up in Syracuse, New York. And it's a fabulous curtain, and it's brand spanking new, and it just complements all the beautiful coloring and colorization and the stenciling and the beautiful ceiling of the ballroom. And what we decided to do with this fundraiser, Curtain Call, it was a raise fund for the curtain the first year, is to have a project-centered fundraiser so that the fruits of our labor, as you said, goes directly to producing something that gets completed at the Cultural Center. So everybody knows that their fundraising dollars are going to something specific and it's going to be done. So the next time that they're there, they could see that it's completed. In its second year, last year, we raised funds to get microphones and lighting to benefit our youth theater program. And so people seem to like that, coming to a fundraiser that actually they could see the fruits of their labor. Sometimes it's a little bit behind the scenes. You only see the microphones when they're in action. But this fundraiser will feature our youth theater program, so they'll see the microphones in action. So this year's fundraiser is focused at our new state-of-the-art sound system, which we were able to get federal funds for and some matches from the state and other fundraising opportunities. But it was a very expensive endeavor, but it will help with the long-term sustainability of the organization. It will help bring in some new entertainment. It's a benefit to people who come and rent the facility. It's a benefit to us. So overall, it will eventually pay for itself. So it's a good thing. It was a costly endeavor, but was something that needed to happen. And people are already noticing the quality of the sound being different. So we're trying to, you know, it's the type of system that you could add onto it. So there's still a lot more expenses associated with it. So we need to get some of the specifications done so that we can complete this project altogether.
Yeah, it's a really good thing. And first of all, it's a fun event. But it's, I think, when you're as someone who fundraises as for a living, I think it's so nice that when you ask someone to contribute to the most beautiful building in the world at the Scranton Cultural Center, and you ask someone to come in and pay for something and come in and enjoy their evening and your ticket costs, some of that benefits the end result. That, and then they come back in the next year, or they're aware of the fact that these things have now been put to good use and that you can see it. Much like every time I walk into the Casey Library, Deb, and I look at that rug and how beautiful it is and how it's exact to the original,
right.
And what a big deal that was. It was a lot of money. It had to be done. And so everyone put themselves out, said, cut the rug. We did. It was a huge fundraiser. And that money went right back to buy that rug. And so every time you walk in, you get a sense of ownership almost that, hey, I helped contribute to what this is and that we're able to have this back in here, much like the curtain that everyone else can feel that way, that beautiful curtain in the ballroom. And it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I say all of this knowing full well that I will be a renter very soon for my son Sean's wedding, which is coming up in June. And those are the things that make this place even more spectacular, not only the ceilings and the work and the beautiful everything about it, but then you also have these added touches that have been put back into use and put for the public to come and enjoy, but the public also contributed to getting these pieces in and these garments or these curtains or the rug or whatever it is that's been happening. And Deb, I don't think you can give enough shout out to the Hildebrand family and MTL and what they've done for the cultural center. They're remarkable and much, which has to be said, much love to our dear, wonderful friend, Diane Mitchell, who not only worked for MTL, but was a fabric designer, but was on our development committee and was so much an integral part of everything that MTL did for the Scranton Cultural Center. And Diane even put her time and volunteerism to work by helping us. And sadly, Diane left us few months back. And she was a delight and a ray of sunshine and a classy, classy lady and just did so much work because she loved and believed in the Scranton Cultural Center, Deb. And then the company she worked for put their money where their mouth was. That is truly what this region is all about.
Yes, it is. It's certainly everybody working together. Diane is sadly missed, and she was, everything you said, a wonderful person and a ray of sunshine. And she really, I think, worked with Mike Hillebrand and MTL to make this happen. Not only did they supply and design and fabricate the fabric, which you can imagine how many yards of fabric to install a curtain like that. So that's a major, major contribution and donation right there. But in the past, they supplied fabric that they designed specifically for certain rooms in the cultural center, like the ladies' parlor, which mimics the stenciling and some of the beautiful crown molding work and the relief textures that fabric beautifully depicts some of those natural features of that room. So it's painstakingly artisan, beautiful work that they do, and to be able to bestow that to us is such an honor. And we really are hoping to take this opportunity at Curtain on Call to honor MTL and to honor Diane's legacy with us as a development member, but also, helping us to get the curtain become a reality. And I think, that's the least we could do, but our hearts will be forever with her husband and with the Hillebrand family, and we're very grateful to MTL. So you're right.
Yes.
We can't say enough.
No, because they're incredible to have people do that type of contribution. It's just unbelievable. And that just goes back to the fact that what they think about the building itself and the people there. So it's that's what you need, Deb, is people to believe in it and believe in you. And that's what happens. And you that's exactly what's happening. And I even think there's days when I remember Nada Gilmartin of Nada & Company sitting on the floor stitching and making sure that those in the, as you said, in the beautiful curtains in the ladies' parlor, and she literally was fixing something and on her hands and knees stitching those curtains. I can close my eyes and picture her there. So, I mean, it takes a group. It's a group effort. The Nada has been incredible in what she's done with everything that she's brought, she and her whole family, to the Scranton Cultural Center.
Yep.
And hopefully, Deb,
you're going to tell us a little bit more about all of your sponsors, too, that are helping you with this particular cause.
Right. Yes, and just one thing about Nada, she was also a longtime member of the board of directors, and really I think that they everybody took a nod from Nada when it comes to the design and the style, so she was integral in everything that had to do with fabric and style at the Cultural Center. She was a great, and still continues to be a great volunteer. So we're excited that Curtain Call 3 is happening, and since it's going to support the upgraded state-of-the-art sound system, it's Curtain Call, Make Some Noise. Our Rachel, our marketing director, came up with that little tagline, which I think is perfect. And it's on Thursday, May 1st from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's 2 hours long. We have great volunteer efforts from so many people. We have great honorary chairs in Megan and Ryan Alpert, Kristen Legg, and Kristen Legg, a member of our board of directors, and the development chair, and Tim McMullen is also a member of our board of directors, and Michelle and Jerry Mushno as our honorary chairs. So they're working hard in getting the word out at this event. And we have performances with Daddy-O and the Sax Maniacs, Ken McGraw, and a feature of our Scranton Cultural Center Youth Theater Program performers, and they always bring the house down. So it's a very fun night. The catering is done by Constantino's. It's station and hors d'oeuvres with a premium open bars, and there will be raffle baskets that are going to be great and a great way to add to our fundraising endeavors. And it's just a lot of fun, but we couldn't do any of this if we didn't have our great sponsors. So would you like me to read them all?
Yes, go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Well, we're very lucky and blessed this year to have our presenting sponsor as the Knights of Pythias. They came in when they saw a call out to us as we were moving our sponsorship proposals around the community to try to get sponsors for this event. And we were very grateful to them that they stepped up to the plate. And then just yesterday, I got another major sponsor. They're not the presenting sponsor, but their next in line is the Eureka Foundation, and we were thrilled with that addition. In addition, we have the Advocacy Alliance, Barb Betty McHale, LLC CPAs, Broadway Theater League of Northeastern Pennsylvania, Central Park Flowers, who will be doing the beautiful decorations, Constantino's Catering, which the food over the last couple of years has been outstanding, as it always is, from Constantino's, and people loved it. So it says, like, life fair, but really, you could come and have a dinner at this event because it really is pretty sumptuous. The Dime Bank, Carney Family Fund, Knowles Insurance, the Masonic Temple and Scottish Rite Cathedral Association, Pagnotti Enterprises, People Security Bank, Realty Network, and Toyota of Scranton, and it's also supported by Lackawanna County Department of Arts and Culture and the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. And I also wanted to mention that the Masonic Temple and Scottish Rite Cathedral Association is giving us a $20,000 donation towards the sound system. So it's not for this event, but they're giving us a $20,000 donation towards the sound system as we're trying to raise funds to support. So that's a great shot in the arm for this for the sound system and for this event.
Good. Well, you got it all going on, Deb. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $100 per person. If you want to be a patron, they're $125.
And you can get them on our website. Okay, and how can they get those? Yes.
They can get them on our website, or you could call me at 570-430-1570, and I could send you an invitation. And also, you can get tickets at the box office by calling 570-344-1111, and you can buy tickets at the box office directly.
And what's the website, Deb, the address?
It's www.sccmt.org. That's Scranton Cultural Center Masonic Temple.org, sccmt.org.
There you go. Well, Deb, thank you for this.
Right
again, it is May, and it is May 1st, right?
May 1st, Thursday, May 1st. And thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm so happy to give this very fun fundraiser a shot in the arm. So thank you.
There you go. You're welcome. Okay, Jules, we're going to wrap it for the week. We, everybody out there, please thank you. We so appreciate you listening. We hope you have a great weekend. How about me? I'm thinking, what am I? I'm losing it, Joel. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye-bye, everybody.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.